So now is the opportunity to have some meditation, some peace and quiet. So for those of you who never meditated before, this is your lucky day. For those of you who meditated before, wow, another opportunity to get peaceful, to rest the body and rest the brain. I've often said that we have a world society for protection of cruelty to children, cruelty to animals, and I want an RSPCB. Royal Society Prevention of Cruelty to Brains. So you don't think too much and worry so much, and you'll give your brain a break for a chance. Let it rest and have some peace and calmness. It deserves to have some rest. So close your eyes. And when your eyes are closed, you can start to feel. Instead of think, feel your body. I would say this is my vehicle. I'm a traveling aircraft, but I'm still in my body when I'm traveling. So I've got to check in with my body from time to time. Make sure it's okay. Find out how it's going. And if it needs something, to supply that. It's called mindfulness. Being aware of the physical feelings in your body and adding kindness, compassion. So if your legs need to move, you move them. If you want to scratch, you scratch. Want to cough? Cough. Thank you for reminding me. And as you become more aware of your body, because the awareness increases, you'll find even more parts of your body need to be relaxed, to loosen tight pieces of clothing, even to move your bottom on the seat if it's necessary, just to get it perfectly comfortable. This is the best posture for meditation. It's not how you put your legs or your back, it's how you combine mindfulness and kindness with your body to find the perfect position for you today. It will change from day to day. Sometimes there's been a lot of tension and stress inside your body because of the pressure of work. Sometimes you can feel this tightness in your body. Be aware of that tightness, that ache, that pain, that irritation. Be aware as you possibly can without trying to get rid of it. And then be kind. And imagine that tight muscle, that aching bone, that pain somewhere in the body. Imagine it with kindness, relaxing. So if you are stroking that area of your body with your mind, caring for it, because when it relaxes, it heals. Once your body is relaxed, then you can let it go. Now you can do the same with your mind, with your mental world. see how much you can relax the mind. First of all, there's all this stuff from the past, what happened to you today or earlier on. This is not the time to solve the problems of the past. You never learn from the past. You learn much more from the present. So don't give the past any value. It's worthless stuff. It cannot be changed. So you don't become a prisoner of your past. You walk out that jail and find freedom in its present moment. Whatever's going to happen to you next, in the future, this evening, tomorrow, wait for that to happen. You cannot predict it. You just do not know what's going to happen. And you'll find in life that what you expect to happen very rarely does. It's usually, as I keep saying, usually something much worse. I'm actually better sometimes as well, but never what I expect. So no need to think of the future. Now is where your future is being made. The present is the only place you can do anything about your future. So bring all of your attention, collect all your mind in this moment, the place where your future is made. And put as much love, kindness, compassion, peace into this moment as you possibly can. Imagine this present moment like your bank account. So you're going to put really good stuff in this karma bank account. Good karma. Peace, kindness, freedom, gentleness, not fault finding, all those good things, put it in this moment. And then you'll find the future becomes brilliant. So what do you want to put into this moment? Fear, anxiety, anger, or just kindness and peace? Put kindness, put peace into the present. just being in this moment. Whatever you're experiencing right now, be interested in it. This moment is always teaching you, it's always offering you something. So learn from the now. And don't want anything at this moment. Whatever is happening right now, we let it be. Not controlling, not doing anything. We're just resting in this moment, being grateful to have the opportunity to be at peace. You need this so much, just a bit of peace in this moment. So don't worry about the future. Put aside the past and relax in this moment, letting this moment be. What does it feel like just to be? Does it feel peaceful? Has it got a sense of relief, like a person being free from a sickness or free from a prison? Enjoy just being. With nothing to attain, nothing to change. See if you can see this moment as inherently perfect, as good as it could be. If you want to start watching your breathing because you don't know what else to do, just notice the breath as it goes in. Know the breath as it goes out. Just be with the breathing. This beautiful rhythm, which may remind you deep in your memory of the rhythm of your mother's tummy when you were in her womb, on the first days of your life, resting on her tummy. Just the breath going in and out, reassuring, calm. Just a notice of feeling of breathing. that beautiful music telling me that it's coming to the end of this meditation. How do you feel? Are you at peace with the whole world? So whatever happens, you're happy. Or do you still want something and trying to control the world? Just let things be. In this moment, letting things be. That's meditation. Unfortunately, all I've got is this old gong. So I'm just going to ring it 3 times. And when that last gong sound fades away, that's a signal for you to open your eyes. Only when the third sound disappears. Good. So there we go. There's the meditation.